Skill D. Matching words and categories. Number 1. Geography.
The Dead Sea is a body of water in the Middle East. It is located between the country of Israel and the kingdom of Jordan. The Dead Sea is interesting for various reasons. First, you might notice the name. Why do you think the Dead Sea is called that? Normally, we think about seas as places where fish and other marine life live, right? In fact, nothing can live in the Dead Sea. The reason for this is that the Dead Sea has an extremely high amount of salt in the water. Some seas, like the Mediterranean, have a salt concentration of about 3.5%. The Dead Sea, in contrast, has a salt concentration of 34%. Compare 3.5% to 34%, and you will realize that the Dead Sea has much more salt than the Mediterranean. In fact, it has about 10 times more salt in its water than the Mediterranean. That extremely high salt concentration does not allow for life in its water. Another interesting point about the Dead Sea is its elevation. The Dead Sea is found at the lowest point of dry land on the Earth. The elevation of the Dead Sea is 417 meters below sea level. Compare that elevation to the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is only about 50 meters below sea level. So the Dead Sea is much lower in elevation than the Mediterranean. Let's make sure you have those numbers correct. Dead Sea, 417 meters below sea level. The Mediterranean, 50 meters below sea level. Here's another interesting fact about the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is drying out very quickly. We can say that the sea is drying because it is losing its water. Mainly, the water from the sea is evaporating. Besides evaporating, the water is being absorbed by the ground underneath it. In just the last 30 years, the water level has dropped 25 meters. That means there is 25 meters less water in the Dead Sea today than there was 30 years ago. The loss of water also creates unstable land around the sea. The instability of the land can cause the ground to fall in some areas. This creates a problem for tourism. For example, a tourist may be walking and the ground will suddenly fall out from under him or her.
1. Based on the information in the lecture, indicate whether each phrase below describes the Dead Sea or the Mediterranean Sea. Two. What aspects of the Dead Sea does the professor discuss? Choose two answers. Three. According to the lecturer, which is true about the Dead Sea? 4. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
In just the last 30 years, the water level has dropped 25 meters. That means there is 25 meters less water in the Dead Sea today than there was 30 years ago.
Why does the professor say this?
That means there is 25 meters less water in the Dead Sea today than there was 30 years ago.